This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Ten Commandments.
سنا الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Welcome, dear viewers, to the Ten Commandments. Today we're looking at the first commandment, the first of the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His Messenger to deliver it onto us in the Quran in Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, that you do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now before I even start discussing the concept of shirk and associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to say something right before that. In the beginning of the verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has forbidden, your Lord has forbidden upon you these things, تَعَالَوْ أَتْلُوا مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ, come all people, all of you come towards me, let me recite upon you those things that your Lord has forbidden upon you. Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded by Allah to use the term Rabb over here. Why? Because they say Rabb comes from the word Rabba Yarubbu, which can also have the connotation of Tarbiyah as well, which means teaching a person the akhlaq and giving the person the conduct and character and things of such sort. So basically what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us over here is that these commandments that I'm giving you over here, they seem like big matters, but in reality, each one of them slowly but surely are going to give you noble character, are going to give you character that is something that people can look at and say, mashallah, this person is an awesome individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Number one, do not do any shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reality, the association of partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that occurred after Tawheed was there, monotheism was there. Today, we find that monotheism tries its best to take people away from shirk. So it seems that people, some people or many people out there in the world may have monotheism as their innate nature, but that's not the truth. That's not the reality. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as found in a hadith Qudsi, خَلَقْتُ عِبَادِي حُنَفَا, I created my slaves, all of them on monotheism. فَاجْتَالَتْهُمُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَنْ دِينِهِمْ, then the shayateen ended up taking my slaves away from their religion. So the reality and the essential, innate nature of mankind and human beings is that they are upon monotheism. And similarly, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ, every single child is born upon the innate nature. And what's that innate nature? That innate nature is that we do not commit partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another factor to keep in mind over here is that if a person associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he's doing that, considering the fact that Allah is His divine and ultimate Lord, but this person can help me reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is doing su'ul-dhan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is having evil thoughts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How so? He is basically questioning the capacity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver whatever this man is asking. This miskeen that's a dot in the universe, or not even a dot in the universe, he is questioning the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver him from his problem. That is su'ul dhan. That is having evil thoughts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, do not let any of you die except that he has good thoughts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us have good thoughts with Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be upon the white plane, upon the plane of Tawheed, upon the plane of monotheism. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.